What did you think about the movies we saw this week?
What movies did we see this week?
I think we saw about 10 movies this week.
Oh, yesterday, the thin blue red line.
No, Thin Red Line.
Okay, it was red. Wow.
We actually saw Days of Heaven, which was the other day, or not Days of Heaven. This is very confusing because we saw Gates of Heaven the day before, which is directed by the guy who directed The Thin Blue Line, and then The Thin Red Line is directed by Terrence Malick, who also directed Days of Heaven. So we get confused. It's like we talk about The Thin Red Line, The Thin Blue Line, Days of Heaven, and Gates of Heaven. And then, of course, there's Heaven Gates also. Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate. This was the Thin Red Line
Yeah.
was the war movie with Madonna's husband in it. What you see, I have a problem
Madonna's
with
ex-husband.
ex-husband. Okay, all right. So you think that Sean Penn is like some kind of like, you know, like highbrow actor, like say a parallel to who am I thinking of?
I think he's one of the last of the great method actors. I think Sean Penn has always been a method actor, and
I just don't. I it just never occurred to me. To me, he was like he was Madonna's trashy ex-husband.
Joe Spicoli.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. Like who else from that movie like made it big? You know, Phoebe Cates,
Oh,
Mr.
everybody's in that
Hand,
movie.
who?
Judge Reinhold and what's his name?
Those
It's what's
are.
his name's first movie? The red-haired guy, Eric Stoltz, is in that movie.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. Well, I guess he
Everybody
made it.
has made it big in that movie except for like those two guys.
Anyway, so
So what'd
Sean
you
Penn, I'm supposed to think higher of him, right? Is that the deal? I will.
Did you like did you like him in Dead Man Walking? You remember that movie? I'm trying to remember the movie. I mean, because for a while there, he was in some really great movies, and then he fell off the face of the earth, and
Was
then
he in the
came back.
movie where Charlie Sheen peed in his pants or something? Which movie was that?
Don't remember.
Oh, come on. You must remember
I
because
don't remember that.
you guys all went to see that movie and I didn't see it.
Oh, what was that movie? That was no. He's not in that movie. That was like the Charlie Sheen movie where he finds out that there are aliens all over the planet, and he sets up a huge satellite network out of people's satellite dishes and stuff. I don't remember what it was called.
There was some question as to whether or not he peed in his pants,
Yeah,
though.
there was a very strange scene where water spilled on the ground, but it looked like maybe he had wet himself. It was very strange,
Was
but
he upset at the time?
yeah, it was. He was like, all of a sudden, he got a signal from outer space and jumped up.
Ah,
Now, you know
okay.
who was in that? It was Ron Silver.
I don't even know who that
Yeah.
is. Which one is that?
But I don't know, he's just like that guy with the beard. But
Okay.
anyways, no, Sean Penn was in the movie with Christopher Walken and his brother Chris Penn, and Christopher Walken's like this really bad dad, and he like kills people, and then
Yeah.
Chris and Sean Penn kill Christopher Walken at the end of the movie.
You guys were all like totally jazzed on that movie too,
It's
and I
direct I
just
think that
wasn't.
movie was directed by whoever directed River's Edge.
You know what I think? I think Sean Penn is one of those man's man actors. That's what I think. He's not a woman's man actor, I think. That's what I think. But anyway, the thin red line. God, that movie was intense. You know, I have to think about it. I have to let it rest on me for like about a half a week before I decide if it's, you know, how far up the scale it is. But it's pretty far up my scale. I thought, you know, I was thinking Apocalypse Now, which is my favorite movie. So, I don't
Yeah,
know.
I don't think I liked it as much as you, but I'm a really big fan of the director who did Badlands and Days of Heaven, and he hasn't done anything else. Those movies were from the early 70s. Well, actually, I think Days of Heaven's from like 78, so he hadn't made a movie in 20 years, and so a new movie from him was really cool, but to me it wasn't the best movie I've seen.
Yeah, well, of course not. I mean, but the one thing, you know, you were telling me, you were saying that he was having a problem because he makes his, oh, excuse me, his movies are usually like amazingly looking. They're usually gorgeous, and now everybody's got the technology to make gorgeous movies, so his movies don't stand out. But that movie totally stood out.
Yeah,
That
like Days of Heaven, they shot basically for 2 hours a day, they'd shoot like right when the sun was coming up
The
and right
golden
the
hour.
golden hour, right when the sun was coming up and right when the sun was going down, and they'd spend, just days and days and days getting perfect shots and getting it to look right. And there's a scene in at nighttime where they're running, going through the fields trying to kill a bunch of grasshoppers eating locusts eating all the crop. And I remember this was in that Visions of Light movie, the about
Oh.
cinematographers. The cinematographer was saying they had to, the lanterns all had to be fake. They had to have really bright lights in them because the film couldn't pick up the light
Oh,
unless
yeah,
they
of
had lights in
course.
them. But and the guy's saying now with the technology, now film technology, you can film a whole movie by candlelight, no problem. And so it's like the technology is so good, everybody can make these really beautiful, extravagant movies. But
Sure.
still, this movie I think still was really beautiful compared to other ones.
Yeah, it was absolutely gorgeous and intense and not really focused on like, showing you that, E.T. has to go home or whatever, like the Steven Spielberg war movie was this.
I really like Saving Private Ryan, though.
I loved that movie because I really expected it to suck and it was good.
You know what the thing is, the movies are completely different. Like Saving Private
Oh
Ryan
yeah.
is like going on the Batman ride at Great America, and watching The Thin Red Line was more like
I was going to say that watching The Thin Red Line was the Batman ride.
really, because to me, the Saving Private Ryan got me all agitated.
No,
It
you
was
know,
very
saving.
violent, and I felt like I had been shot at for 2 hours or 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah, with Saving Private Ryan, whereas The Thin Red Line was just sort of more a more overall. It wasn't as much just trying to be a constant like adrenaline rush or attack on your senses. It was much more about feelings and
Yeah.
confusion. And
Actually, that was the most amazing thing was that was what I kept repeating last night was that I can't believe it. He pulled it off. The poetry stuff, he pulled it off, because yeah, there was a bunch of flowery poetry being spoken during that movie by like a guy with like a southern accent and but it was fine. It was I mean they he actually yeah, that's what amazed me is, it was kind of like Dune, except done right, like poor David Lynch, having to have all that italicized words in Dune being spoken, by Kyle MacLachlan or whoever that was,
Sting.
Sting. Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. That movie was an abomination. But anyway, this movie pulled that off.
You know that David Lynch has a record coming out of like guitar heavy industrial music.
With him playing
Yeah,
it.
he plays, and this other guy, his partner, some kind of music partner he has, playing guitar also.
Why?
Why?
Why didn't he do that like 10 years
It's
ago?
something that he always wanted to do, I guess. He has this, I read it in this magazine, he has a whole recording studio, and he can do like, recording for his movies, but he can also do, rock and
I'll
roll
tell you what's gonna
recording.
happen right now. It's gonna be he's gonna like go on tour, okay? With like who would he go on tour with? Like Sonic Youth or something. Right? Probably not even
I
that.
don't
Who would he
know.
go on tour with?
What's her name? That woman who sang the song from
No,
Twin Peaks.
because that's too like fruity. I mean, if this is a hard guitar rock record, he's gonna like be
He's
out with
gonna be opening up for Nine Inch Nails, I think, when the Nine Inch Nails record comes out.
Oh man. Is he talented?
David Lynch?
Yeah.
I don't know. I read an interview with him once, and he said the most, I can't remember who was like his mentor for directing. It was somebody who said that what you do is you get a bunch of 3x5 note cards, and you write down ideas for scenes on the note cards. And when you have 70 note cards, you have a movie. And I think
That
that
was fine, except he like for the TV series, he like after he finished with the 70 note
note
cards
cards,
and then
yeah.
he needed 71, he ran
And he
out.
ran out. Yeah, totally.
The best part in Twin Peaks, the series, the best thing, hands down, okay, was the scene where like they walk into it's like in the first episode, I think. First or second episode, they walk into some room, Kyle MacLachlan once again walks in there with the I can't remember the other guy's name, the I can't remember this, but they walk into a room and the lights are flickering, I think, and a moose head has fallen down or something. And he like one of he Kyle MacLachlan like kind of looks quizzically up at one of the other guys, and the other guy says it fell down. That was brilliant, and the lights were flickering. You know, the fluorescent lights were flickering. That I just thought that was great.
The thing is you find out though, didn't you don't know about that, is that it did fall down and the lights were there was a problem with the lights and they just decided to shoot it the way it was. It's like not planned out. It was kind of just like, oh well, everything's messed up, so
Oh,
let's
isn't
just
that
shoot the
funny? And there's the that's here I am saying that's the best part of the whole
Right,
series.
yeah. I mean, it's all, he just knows when to leave in the stuff that other people would get freaked out about and throw away the mistakes.
Wow.
But unfortunately, I think mistakes were all that made up of all that Lost Highway was made up of.
Oh, God. Or you mean not mistakes?
Just mistakes. I think it's just all mistakes. And there was no intention in there at all. It just seemed like a big one big giant mistake.
Yikes.